World War II Surrender by Ron Vicaris, RAN, 1943-46. Recorded and produced by 2ARM-FM, Armidale's Community Radio. The following audio is Ron Vicaris's account, through his eyes, of the Japanese surrender, whereby ending the Second World War on the 2nd of September 1945.
But we were ready then. On the 31st of August, we sailed into Yokohama, into Sagami Bay, and into Tokyo Harbour for the 2nd of September surrender. And we were moored just a couple of cables from the Missouri. So we could see all the, I looked through the binoculars, could see the whole business through that. And I'd be about half a mile. I saw the US destroyer bringing the party, the Japanese party, the fellow with the striped trousers, making out because he limped, just making him out going up a ladder into the in Missouri. I mean, the Missouri was 52,000 tons. We weren't even 1,000, but you couldn't see much of it because the troops were all around it. What struck us most, or what struck me most, was we had our lights on at night. And we've been for 3 years without it, any lights, and suddenly our lights were on. That was the sign to us that things are over. But it was more important to us because a British light aircraft carrier came alongside with Australian prisoners of war. Had just been released from the mines and labour camps in Japan, and he came alongside, and we sang Waltzing Matilda. Yeah, I think it was a tear or two on both decks. Very moving moment. It still makes me shiver. Just spontaneously burst into Waltzing Matilda, and so they all responded, of course, the diggers, most of them army blokes.
Swagman sat by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me, waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. Okay.